Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Americans kidnapped in Mexico.
The FBI put out a reward for their safe return.
Protest at Atlanta Police Training Center.
We don't want your cop city.
Another Norfolk Southern derailment in Ohio.
We're investigating all these incidents.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward to secure the safe release of four American citizens who came under fire and were kidnapped just over the border in Matamoros, Mexico on Friday. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Shortly after crossing the border, gunmen opened fire on the passengers in the vehicle.
Personas de Estados Unidos.
Mexico's president addressed the incident, saying the Americans were there to buy medicine and ended up in the crossfire between two groups.
State Department spokesperson Ned Price.
The travel advisory for Tamaulipas State remains at level 4. Do not travel. We encourage Americans to heed that advice.
In Atlanta. A demonstration is held to demand the mayor and city council pull back on a proposed plan to build a police safety training center in the city.
We don't want more policing and terrorizing of black, brown, indigenous bodies in our community.
During yesterday's protest, flaming bottles and rocks were thrown at officers. More than 20 people faced domestic terrorism charges. A month after a toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, the NTSB is investigating Saturday's derailment in Springfield, Ohio. Norfolk Southern spokesperson Connor Spielmaker stresses.
There were no hazardous material cars that derailed in this incident. There were four tanker cars, but they were not carrying hazardous materials, and they did not carry hazardous materials prior to the
Washington.
Derailment.
The Washington, D.C. Council is withdrawing a bill to reduce penalties for certain violent crimes. It's set to come up for a vote in the Senate this week.
With the writing now so clearly on the wall that Congress will firmly reject the D.C. crime bill and President Biden will sign its death warrant, the D.C. Council chair has tried to yank the bill back from congressional consideration ahead of a scheduled Wednesday Senate vote. But Senate leaders say he can't do that. Here at the White House, aides reaffirmed Mr. Biden's support for D.C. statehood.
It doesn't mean that the president has changed his mind on that.
Even as he prepares to use his power to preempt a local law that aides call unacceptable. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
Ukrainian troops are fiercely defending a city that Russia is closing in on. CBS's MTS Taieb.
In Bakhmut, which is being called hell on earth, there's 4,000 people still there. And just a few miles away in Chasiv Yar, people are there and they know that if Bakhmut falls, their town is next. Russia will be knocking on their door.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus is being investigated following accusations of plagiarism in portions of his new book, The Book of Animal Secrets.
The LA Times says it found at least 95 passages in the book that came from somewhere else. Dr. David Agus has issued an apology. Sales of the book have been suspended. A new edition will be published with corrections. Agus wrote the book with a collaborator, Kristen Loberg. It's not clear who was responsible for what. In a statement, CBS News says, we are reviewing the situation with Dr. Agus CBS's book. As a news organization, we take accusations of plagiarism seriously. CBS adds, Dr. Agus is not currently scheduled to make any upcoming appearances on our air. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
New York Mayor Eric Adams tells WINS he wants to crack down on some crimes.
We are putting out a clear call to all of our shops. Do not allow people to enter the store without taking off their face mask.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. In upstate New York, one person was killed and nine others hurt during a crowd crush following a rap concert last night. Two of those injured are in critical condition. There were reports of people hearing what they thought was gunfire, but according to Rochester Police Chief David Smith,
we do not have any evidence of gunshots being fired or of anyone being shot or stabbed at the scene.
Rochester Mayor Malik Evans reminds other performers and promoters,
if the health and safety cannot be guaranteed, you will not be having a show in this city.
A lot of professionals are leaving their jobs, including doctors and teachers. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
Teachers are leaving the classrooms in many states. Some are seeing an alarming trend where some left midterm. They cite stress and students' behavior, among other things. The number had flattened, but it is now seeing an upsurge. In some cases, turnover is at its highest point in 5 years.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man in Daytona Beach, Florida is lucky he escaped with his limbs after he opened his front door and got chomped on by an alligator. WKMG-TV's Brian Didlake spoke to Scott Hollingsworth after he was released from the hospital.
This all happening Saturday around 9:40 in the evening at Hollingsworth's home. He tells me as soon as he walked out the front door,
got my leg clamped on and my first thought was, it's a big dog. I took a step back and hit the lights and saw large alligator.
The gator was 9 feet in length.
Do you normally see alligators come up to people's homes up in this area?
No.
Hollingsworth does note his neighborhood is next to the LPGA International Golf Club, and seeing wildlife is common, but never this close to homes.
French officials say less than 6 years since a fire, the reconstruction of Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is going fast enough to allow its reopening to visitors and faithful at the end of 2024. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, March 6, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels,
there are murders in all of the books,
that she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.